This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. To the Middle East now, Syria has accused Israel of working with the Syrian opposition, a serious charge, but perhaps also not a surprise given Israel's longstanding quest to eliminate or reduce the influence of Iran in the region. Iran is one of Syria's close allies. Has the civil war in Syria become a cover, and perhaps not a very good one, for Israel to carry on a campaign against Iran and Iran's ally in the region, Hezbollah? Houman Majd, author of The Ayatollah Begs to Differ, joins us here in New York. Houman is working on his third book about Iran. Houman Majd, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What do you think is happening regarding this civil war maybe being an opportunity for Israel to move covertly or maybe not so covertly against Iran?
Well, I think, it's hard to say, but I think that Israel is looking at Syria as potentially an opportunity to reduce Iran's influence. I don't think there's any question that they would like to reduce Iran's influence in the region with Syria and with Hezbollah. But on the other hand, I think it's true what some Israeli officials have said is that they don't really have a dog in this fight. They would rather not get involved in the Syrian civil war in any way. And they, in some ways, perhaps would even prefer for the status quo to be maintained there, where Iran is somewhat bogged down in defending Assad. At the same time, Syria is not really a threat, but if there is an overthrow of Assad, there potentially could be an Islamist government that would be a threat to Israel. So I don't think it's so much about their getting involved with the rebels, for example, or taking sides in the Syrian conflict.
Do you think these airstrikes over the weekend are about establishing a firm border with Syria and Hezbollah, and if they move beyond this border, this set of activities, that they're going to be contained and that that's what's going on here?
No, I'm not sure that it is. I think that Israel acts in its own self-interest and acts purely in its own self-interest and isn't about sending messages necessarily. They can use regular channel to send messages. They don't have to go to war to send a message. I think they look at an opportunity where there are potentially some weapons in Syria that could be transferred to Hezbollah or could be a threat to Israel. And they look at the threats to Israel, and that's it. As any state would, you look at threats and you try to eliminate those threats. Then you look at the bigger picture and you look at Syria as a potential sphere of influence for Iran to then maintain its pressure on Israel, and then that's an added advantage if you're reducing Iran's influence there. But I don't think it's about anything more than that, than saying, well, these are specific weapons that could potentially at some point be transferred to people who are hostile to Israel, and so let's just go and eliminate them. We have the ability, we will do it, and the risk is relatively low.
How would you say the Syrian civil war has affected the covert mission to roll back Iran's influence in the region? Has it helped? Has it hurt? Is it actually a cover?
I think that this a cover from who?
For Israel to move covertly against Hezbollah in Iran.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that Israel has always had the ability in Syria, even before the civil war, before there were any protests against Assad, to destroy whatever Hezbollah operative, as they have done in the past, assassinated people in Damascus. Damascus was full of Israeli spies. I don't think so much. I think they're just looking at Syria quite happily to see Iran relatively bogged down there in its defense of Assad. And Iran's regional influence, at least among the people, the so-called Arab street, being somewhat diminished or quite a bit diminished. However, I don't think that anybody underestimates Iran and underestimates the savvy of the Iranian leadership in terms of figuring out what is the best course of action for their national interests. We've been mistaken in underestimating the Iranian regime and the Iranian government for many years. Their actions appear to be sometimes nonsensical, and yet they've managed for 33, 34, 35, going on 35 years of not only being in power, of increasing Iran's influence, increasing Iran's power, and they're patient.
Less than a minute. Do Iranians believe that the Iranian government has made a mistake in being so close to Syria? They see the pictures from the civil war every night in their own media.
A lot of them do, yes. I mean, and it's quite open. Even in the media in Iran, the controlled media, there's a lot of questions about why are we putting all our eggs in one basket? Yes, there is that question.
Houman Majd, author of The Ayatollah Begs to Differ on the Iranian relationship with Syria and the possible political fallout inside Iran. Houman Majd is the author of The Ayatollah Begs to Differ. He joins us here in New York, and he's working on his third book about Iran. Houman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.